This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day because it's election day. It's our ability to use that precious right that has been secured for us by generations of sacrifice and effort and patriotism and community, the right to vote. And by the way, one of the things that I think has calmed down a great deal is this idea that somehow the right to vote is being threatened, election integrity is being threatened. There's been a lot of discussion about this. There have been some changes in some states. There are several states that are going to be allowing people to vote this year according to changes that were very controversial and that were made by Republican-dominated legislatures. Is this going to somehow undermine those elections? Fortunately, nobody is saying so. I think that that particular fever has calmed down a great deal. In fact, even while the decline in the Delta variant has been going down and down and down and down in terms of new cases and deaths and hospitalizations, that apparently has plateaued for a moment. It has not continued to go down quite as much over the last few days. But it's still way below what it was several months ago. And that's a good thing. But in the same sense that that fever seems to be subsiding, I think the hysteria over race and racism that afflicted America in the unrest after the George Floyd episode, that is very healthy. And also some of the upset on both sides, with Democrats claiming that the franchise was being taken away, was being stolen, that they needed to pass a great big new voting bill that would have federalized all of the voting procedures. That didn't happen, thank God. And you know what? We're having elections anyway, and they're going to be close elections, certainly in Virginia, maybe even in New Jersey, elections about the police departments, elections for open congressional seats. And largely that's for people like Marsha Fudge, who is the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development for President Biden. Her seat is open in Cleveland. And it's actually going to be going to Chantel Brown, who is the Democratic nominee. She won a primary that we actually spoke to about again. An AOC-style candidate who lost, and Chantel Brown, who is the more mainstream Democrat, won. And basically, the hysteria and craziness, and this is the end of the world, and if this doesn't go this way, then the Republic will come to an end, and we are looking at the last days of a deeply afflicted and suffering nation. I'm not saying that we're out of any woods. I'm not saying that the Biden administration is even vaguely competent or heading in the right direction. But I do think that somehow the craziness, the Chicken Little aspect of things, seems to have calmed down. And yes, that is a very positive thing. But there's still threats, basically, that are greatly concerning to some of our leaders. For instance, there's a guy named Biden who's over in Glasgow, Scotland, speaking for the United States and speaking to the world about what? About the existential threat to human existence that we all face. This is clip 4 from President Biden.
There's no more time to hang back or sit in the fence or argue amongst ourselves. This is a challenge of our collective lifetimes, the existential threat to human existence as we know it. And every day we delay, the cost of inaction increases. So let this be the moment that we answer history's call here in Glasgow. Let this be the start of a decade of transformative action that preserves our planet and raises the quality of life for people everywhere. We can do this. We just have to make a choice to do it. So let's get to work. And thank you. Those of us who are responsible for much of the deforestation and all the problems we have so far have an overwhelming obligation to the nations who, in fact, were not there, have not done it. And we have to help much more than we have thus far.
Okay, very nice sentiments. By the way, do you know that America has been going in the opposite direction of deforestation, particularly in the eastern part of the country? And this is for years. There has been reforestation, not deforestation. You know why? Because the agricultural revolution, the ability to raise a tremendous amount of food on less farmland, has made a lot of farmland available to have forests take over again. I've mentioned this at least once before on the air, and you'll pardon me for repeating it, but for those of you who listen microscopically with great intensity, and I appreciate it, but when I was in school and living in Connecticut, I was very involved with the Connecticut Park and Forest Association, and they did trails. And I even, as a volunteer, went out one particular spring, and that was when you do it, just as things are thawing, to mark trails where you put little blue slashes on trees. And one of the things that I noticed in some of the trails around New Haven, Connecticut, is that the trails would be heavily forested, and there'd be stone walls in the middle of the forests. Those New England-style stone walls where you have some rocks that are piled together, but it's a wall. And I always wondered what's going on there, and then it was explained to me by people who knew the history and knew the realities that Connecticut used to be less forested by far than it is today. In 1900, it was much less forested. And what happened is a lot of these little New England farms basically stopped farming because it didn't make any economic sense, because we were able to farm on a much more industrial kind of scale. And a lot of these farms that used to be now became forest again, but that had trails going through them. That's not a terrible thing. And by the way, President Biden, he seems to be enjoying his trip. Does the trip inspiring? Is a remarks like that going to inspire people like Greta Thunberg, or is she just going to come? Yeah, that's what I thought she would say.
How dare you!
Is this going to be on the minds of voters when they're choosing a governor of Virginia? Jeremy, have you heard either McAuliffe or Youngkin talking a lot about climate change? Well, no, of course not, because, again, the difficulty here is, do I think it's a legitimate issue? It's a legitimate issue. Do I think it's an emergency? No, it's not an emergency, and it's not the end of the world, and it's not our last chance, and it's not an existential threat to human existence. And I actually believe that language like that makes it less likely that we're going to have any kind of meaningful improvement in the situation. In terms of a meaningful improvement in the situation, here are the very latest polls that are released this morning about Virginia. The Trafalgar Group, which is leans Republican, found Youngkin ahead 49-47. Otargo's market research poll this morning found Youngkin leading McAuliffe 48-47. And then with Princess Blanding getting 2%. We will get to all of that, and also the drive for getting young people sterilized. First comes love, then comes sterilization before marriage. Good idea. We'll be talking about that with Susie Weiss, who's written a provocative piece under that title, coming up on The MedVet Show. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Obviously, there is concern across the country with rising crime, and that's very clear with the murder rate going up everywhere and the sharpest increase in murder, at least according to some measures, ever in 1 year. And is that have to do with the pandemic going up between 2020, which was very much pandemic year, and it goes up month by month. In other words, if you compare the month of November or the month of October, which is finished, October to October of 2020, there has been a crime rate rise, and it's been sharp, and it's been dramatic, and it's been meaningful. And there are two things in a Pew study about this that helps to explain, I think, why this hasn't yet become a dominant political issue. I think it will be a dominant political issue, if not the dominant political issue, in 2022. Because by then, the message will have sunk in, and it will have hit people where they live and as they live and affected their lives. But this is from Pew Research. Despite rising sharply throughout 2020, the U.S. murder rate remains below the levels of the early 1990s. The 2020 homicide rate of 7.8 homicides per 100,000 people was 22% below the rate of 1991, which was 10 homicides per 100,000 people, and far below the rates recorded in much of the 1970s and 1980s, according to the Centers for Disease Control. As in the case for violent and property crime rates more broadly, the U.S. murder rate has generally trended downward in recent decades, though 2020, with its sharp increase, was an obvious exception. But this is fascinating. Americans remain far less likely to die from murder, however, than from other causes, including suicide and drug overdose. The U.S. murder rate in 2020 was 42% lower than the suicide rate. And in other words, what you have is more people dying at their own hands than dying at the hands of other people, which is horrible. And it was 70% below the murder rate, the mortality rate for drug overdose. And the CDC data all shows that very clearly. That was the case, as was the case with murders, drug overdoses increased sharply in 2020. Now, this is going to be inevitably and has to be and should be a very big issue. Because, again, right now we're also preoccupied with basically how we are confronting the pandemic and how we're dealing with the pandemic. And there's a certain congressperson, I bet you can guess who now is reached $48,000 in mask fines. Yeah, that's because she came off the floor of Congress, and under congressional regulations, you're supposed to be wearing a mask except when you're speaking. And this particular member of Congress has declined to do it. Well, I'll give you the story. And I don't know, maybe there are some people who think this is heroic, and she's showing her commitment to freedom and to liberty. This is from Newser. We knew Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congresslady from Georgia, Republican, of course, had accumulated a lot of mask fines, but it turns out that the total is even higher than reported last week. The Republican representative from Georgia has been documented not wearing a mask in the House of Representatives chamber, as is required, at least 20 times since May, with a $500 fine on the first offense and a $2,500 fines for each subsequent offenses. The Hill puts her total, that's the Hill publication that monitors Congress, and at least $48,000. The Washington Post confirmed that number, $48,000, with a spokesperson for Green. You've been observed not wearing a mask on July 29th, and that lists all the dates. And you have been asked by a member of my staff, this was a memo from the Sergeant of Arms of the House, You've been asked by a member of my staff to wear a mask while in the hall of the House of Representatives on each occasion unless recognized to speak by the chair. That was a letter that went out from the Sergeant of Arms, William Walker, to Green. She appealed her first fine, which was issued in May. That appeal was rejected. She has not appealed since then, but has filed a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of the fines. Quote, I will continue my stand on the House floor against authoritarian Democrat mandates because I don't want the American people to stand alone. The American people to stand alone. The fight on masks continues, and again, is this an issue that Republicans would be wise to actually take a stand on? What's fascinating here is that overwhelmingly, people of every political orientation, including Republicans, support vaccines, though not vaccine mandates, but they support vaccines. And generally, people also support the wearing of masks, though not everyone does it. Another issue on the ballot today, on this election day, and we'd be remiss not to mention it, is the race for mayor in the city of Seattle. And I can just read you the way that this is viewed sort of by a national audience. There's a piece in Bloomberg that says by J.D. Chang, can a new mayor fix Seattle's downtown? And then the subheading, Amazon.com, Inc. is avoiding downtown Seattle, and it's not alone. You may notice that Amazon is placing more and more resources over in Bellevue because the insanity is not quite as intense. Concerns about COVID, crime and homelessness, and open warfare between city government and parts of the lucrative tech and business sector have emptied Seattle's commercial districts, reports Bloomberg. Voters are hoping a new mayor will turn things around. But even though most are Democrats, they disagree on what change is needed. Some want an expansion of progressive policies toward policing and housing, championed by the city council. Others want a mayor who will clear out homeless encampments from downtown and city parks and defang the council's attempts to defund the police. Margaret O'Mara, who's a history professor at UW, says there is a polarization happening even in deep blue Seattle that has really shifted the politics. Both candidates are former city council presidents who would make history. What kind of history would either Lorena Gonzalez or Bruce Harrell make? We will get to that. We'll also get to a generation that's making history by rewriting the old rhyme, first comes love, then comes marriage, etc. They're saying first comes love, then comes sterilization. Why? We'll talk about that with Susie Weiss, who wrote an article on the subject, coming up.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Election security is a top priority today as voters head to the polls in more than 30 states. Cybersecurity experts have created a special situational awareness room to monitor elections and share real-time information with officials. President Joe Biden is delivering remarks at an event at the United Nations Climate Change Conference focusing on accelerating net zero emissions. The president says he will keep investing money in clean energy.
Innovation is the key to unlocking our future. That's why the United States is working to quadruple funding for clean energy research and development over the next 4 years.
Nearly 100 countries have agreed to cut their methane greenhouse gas emissions by 30% this decade. China, not one of them. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And on the Michael Medved show, with the markets now closed, it's kind of nice to see the headline, S&P 500 rises to another record on strong earnings. The Dow now over 36,000, which one time was meant to be impossible. And yet, Americans don't seem to be feeling happy days are here again, certainly not about the way things are going in our country. In fact, concerning a lot of younger people, they now are saying not first comes love, then comes marriage, then comes Bobby with a baby carriage. They're saying first comes love, then comes sterilization. That was the subject of an article at Barry Weiss's Substack written by Susie Weiss. And Susie Weiss, who is a former features writer for the New York Post. Susie, you are related to Barry, right?
Yes, I'm the dollar store version of Barry Weiss. I'm her youngest sister. There's four of us in the family.
Are they all girls?
Yes, four daughters.
All right, I'm a family of four boys, and I'm the other end of the spectrum. I'm the oldest of four boys. In any event, well, it was. I'll tell you, it's great at this stage because my brothers are my best friends. I mean, really, it's really a wonderful thing, and I hope you have the same as life marches on with your sisters. In any event, you have
my boss.
Okay, but she's still a friend, I hope.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so what led you to this interest in doing these profiles? Profiles are horrifying, I must tell you. They're sympathetic, but it's all these people who at very young ages are wanting to permanently eliminate their chances of one of the greatest joys of life, which is bearing and raising and then watching grow up children.
That's right. And you hit on something interesting, which is, you know, why now? This is not something new that women are deciding not to have families, or, you know, men and women in general. But I've seen a lot of studies about, you know, Gen Z deciding not to have children because of the impending climate apocalypse. The baby boom that everyone expected to come out of COVID was actually a baby bust. The numbers have never been bigger. It's one thing to be a young person and say, you know, I don't think I'm going to have kids. I don't think it's the right move for me. And another to kind of edit your biology and get what these women are getting, which are bilateral salpingectomies, a procedure that, you know, is becoming less and less invasive. So I wouldn't be surprised maybe if, you know, in health class in 15 years, you have teachers talking about birth control options and including sterilization in that. So I really wanted to talk to them in the end, find out what they were thinking, because at the end of the day, they're the ones putting their money where their mouth is on this subject.
Do you have any statistics, or have there been any studies recently about surveying how many people regret this procedure? Because it's not easily reversed, right?
No, it's not easily reversed. There, you could freeze your eggs, you know, not to get into the biology of it. I'm certainly not an expert of that. It is possible, of course, through adoption and other means to have a baby after this procedure. I don't know specifically the numbers of regret. I know it's higher if you get the procedure under 30. And we know a recent study found that over a quarter of adults in Michigan are child-free by choice. So I'm not exactly sure of the rates of regret, but we know that this is a growing population who are more emboldened by their healthcare choices. So I think we're going to be seeing a lot more of this.
And one of the things that is so provocative about your title, and by the way, your title, First Comes Love, my wife's second book, before we were married, was called First Comes Love, and the subtitle was Deciding Whether or Not to Get Married.
Love that.
Yeah, but the assumption was that, yeah, most people do. She had done a previous, her PhD dissertation was on deciding whether or not to have children. So this is like right up
her alley. Wait, I didn't talk to her for the story. I need to do a follow-up with this.
Well, good. She did those two books. Her two first books were under her pre-MedVed name. But in any event, in terms of this decision to actually take away the chance of children, mm-hmm. you talk to a number of these people and they seem normal, healthy, successful. What's the primary commonality that they seem to have that would lead to the sterilization decision?
Yeah, I think, you know, and this might be obvious, they're all highly online. There isn't, you know, some of them have divorced parents, some of them have happy childhoods, some of them have, you know, really sad childhoods. I think a lot of them fundamentally see childbearing as a selfish act, something that wouldn't work for them. And, you know, that there's not kind of like a one-size-fits-all reason to this, as has always been the case for people who decide to have kids or not to decide to have kids. I do think there's kind of like a, maybe like a baseline nihilism about the future and what it holds. And, you know, it's, you don't have to look very far to find a reason in the headlines not to have children. And if it feels like the two options for the next 6 years are either electing Greta Thunberg to president or following Elon Musk to Mars, you can kind of tell why people would, you know, want to close up shop early. I think fundamentally they believe that the world is not progressing in a positive trajectory, which there's a lot of, you know, data to suggest that's false, but nevertheless, I think that's how they feel.
Blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah is right. By the way, before Greta Thunberg announces her candidacy, I want to see the birth certificate. Can we arrange that? One of the things that comes across in your article, and again, your very vivid, deftly drawn portrayal of some of the people that you're talking about, is it's almost as if they are afraid they will relapse, that they want to make this something that, well, I can't just change my mind. They want to prevent themselves from weakening and following nature and actually right. doing what nature commands.
Mm.
Did you
yes.
see any of that or?
Yeah, I mean, one of the I mainly focused on women in the piece, just because I thought they were, you know, really good talkers and a fascinating way into this. But one of the boyfriends of Rachel Diamond, one of the women I profiled, kind of spoke in the language of, you know, addiction and sobriety when he talked about how he and Rachel broke up for a year and a bit because, you know, he had relapsed and he fell off the wagon, I think he said to me, and he's lucky he didn't fully relapse and, you know, go off and have a kid. But, yeah, I think there's, everyone wants to be a part of, you know, an identity group right now. So it's not enough not just to be child-free. You have to kind of make it like an immutable physical characteristic of you. And so you're kind of getting this weird marriage of a lifestyle choice and your own body in this specific case where people are choosing to get sterilized.
Will you quote a British feminist scholar, Sophie Lewis, as saying that pregnancy is something to be struggled in and against? That's still a minority, even of millennials and Generation Z, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I want to be clear that I don't think humanity will be felled by a group of highly online women or the writings of Sophie Lewis, but I do think it's worth it to kind of look at the bleeding edge, because I think it tells us something about the middle. And what it's telling us about the middle is that childbearing, starting a family, settling down, those things are looking more and more like options as opposed to logical conclusions of one's 20s or 30s.
The Susie Weiss, the author of the provocative piece, it's posted on our website, michaelmedved.com. First comes love, then comes sterilization, and then comes, well, Election Day, and more on what it means in Seattle and around the country. Coming up.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
On the Michael Medved show, there is news on the presidential front, and I don't mean President Biden's tour of hot spots in Scotland, Glasgow and Rome before and more, but Pete Buttigieg. Pete Buttigieg authorized apparently a dozen allies of the transportation secretary to comment to the Insider that they do not, repeat, not expect Buttigieg to jump into the presumed Democratic primary battle should President Biden not seek a second term. He is not expected widely to seek a second term. And if he opened the door to a wide open race for his successor. Is that a surprise or a shock? In other words, that having served so masterfully as mayor of South Bend, Indiana, that he was, and then now as transportation secretary, where he spent most of his time so far on paternity leave, that he wasn't going to rush immediately to campaign again for the presidency. Who knows? I'm not even sure that is being held. And then this, North Carolina House Democrats walked out on Monday night's session as Representative Donnie Loftus was sworn in. He was just elected as the chamber's newest member. Democrats in walking out were objecting to Loftus because of his participation in protests at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Now, again, it's going to be very hard for people who were involved on the January 6th event to move beyond that, but apparently not in his district. And the idea that you're going to... he has not, to the very best of my knowledge, been charged with any crimes or any criminal violations. But for Democrats, anything close to January 6th is something that's hard to justify and explain. And, yeah, I think it is. But does that mean that you walk out on a new, properly elected member? No, you're going to have to work with him. He's another member of the legislature. Meanwhile, in terms of working with other people, there is this mayoral election in Seattle. And look, the most recent poll that people hold as particularly credible is a poll that shows Bruce Harrell in a comfortable lead, and that's got to be very good news to anybody paying attention. According to Change Research, a mid-October poll showed Harrell leading Gonzalez 48% to 32%, with 18% of voters undecided. What that means is if those preferences hold, Gonzalez would have to actually win almost all of the undecided vote, and I think that's very unlikely. But both candidates are former city councils, presidents who would make history, says Bloomberg, reporting on this election. M. Lorena Gonzalez, who is 44, who is the daughter of Mexican farm workers, would be the first Latina to be mayor of Seattle. And Bruce Harrell, who's 63, who served as an interim mayor briefly during the Ed Murray interregnum, he served as interim mayor in 2017. He would be the first elected Asian American and the second black Seattle mayor, after Norm Rice, of course. Gonzalez, who led the council for the past 2 years and is more in line with the council's policies, opposes sweeps of homeless encampments. And she has said she would consider defunding the police by 50%. Does anybody think that's a good idea? But, seriously, if there's anybody within the range of my voice who supports Lorena Gonzalez in terms of potentially defunding the police by cutting off half their budget, could you tell me why that's a good idea? 1-800-955-1776. It's utterly ridiculous and, in fact, appalling. Gonzalez has also proposed taxes on the wealthy to pay for more housing. Harrell favors sweeps of homeless camps, thank God, and wants to add 1,000 shelter units in his first 6 months and 2,000 in his first year, paid for with existing city funds and corporate philanthropy. Now, he's talking about shelters. She talks about housing. And the difference being that shelters are supposed to help a transition to normal life. They're not supposed to be a permanent destination. He's been criticized by some for support from real estate magnates. So, in other words, there are people who you're going to count on to build the housing who might actually agree with you and favor your campaign, but... yeah, I mean, and basically people who want to build housing where people can afford in neighborhoods that they can afford, whereas Lorena Gonzalez is insisting on building basically charity housing in your neighborhood, which may not be utterly popular. I do think that the chances are excellent that Bruce Harrell will win. Here is what a spokesperson for Gonzalez said to Bloomberg magazine. He said, and his spokesman, campaign manager Alex Corin, said for Lorena Gonzalez, "We have a homelessness crisis because the large corporations and wealthy individuals who are backing Bruce Harrell do not want to pay their fair share of taxes to address the problem." So, can somebody tell me, how is it going to work? What are the steps that are going to happen? Let's say you want to get rid of the homeless encampments that are infecting and afflicting our city parks, and beautiful city parks. Bitter Lake, where we've been trying, we've talked about this for months, to get the 60 tents away from a public school, a K through 8 school. I mean, this is appalling. And so what are the steps? He says that raising taxes will deal with homelessness. How? Let's say you raise an extra, I don't know, $100 million, $200 million by jacking up the taxes on the very richest corporations. How does that work? What happens with that money that uses it to get people who are enjoying their wonderful life sleeping in encampments and usually abusing various substances, very often abusing neighbors and each other? How does raising taxes on the wealthy translate into basically dealing with the homeless situation, where we have what it's tens of thousands of homeless people now in King County. So let's say you raise some money and then you build housing, and then how do you get those people to go to the housing? Right now we have been spending a great deal of money trying to persuade homeless people to get up off the street, to get out of the encampment, and to go to some kind of shelter. And it's not easy to persuade them. And sometimes when they are persuaded and they go there temporarily, then they come back. And the key element has to be, and has to involve, some enforcement of the law to try to make this situation livable. Bloomberg writes, on the face of it, Seattle should be riding high. The city's population has grown during the pandemic despite fears of an urban exodus, and many of its biggest employers thrived. Two of the five biggest companies in the world by market cap are based in the region, one of them downtown. That would be Amazon. The other one, you know, is based over in Redmond, but it's also all over the place. But there's concern in the business community that the city's best days are behind it. Let us hope that that concern is not realized. One of the things that is most, I think, important is developing some meaning to the term, and it applies certainly to Joe Manchin, pro-business Democrat. For goodness sake, if someone is not pro-business, then how do you expect growth to occur? How do you expect living standards and equality and opportunity to expand for this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. Get deep discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers, towels, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special for a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. Enter my promo code, Works For Me, for these great specials. Go to MyPillow.com and enter my promo code, Works For Me. I'm Fred Dreyer, and believe me, this deal really does work for me.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.